Blog Talk Radio. Listen, dear, I realize that you've been hurt deeply because I've been there. But regardless to who, what, why, when, and where, we're all precious in His sight. And a rose is still and always will be a rose.
Show. We funny like that on Stan. I'm not media. We're funny like that. And we are having a very serious conversation. So that was the only joke you are going to get from us today on the Black Male Show. our black girls are missing. You just heard A Rose Is Still a Rose from Aretha Franklin and Lauryn Hill. Very, very, very old song, but still so relevant. We're going to be on the team, and we're really going to get right into it. Did you know that there has been a rise in missing young black girls? Currently, two 13-year-olds, Yashia Enoch and Anaya McNeil. Five 15-year-olds, Juliana Otero, Jacqueline Lassie, Deshaun Shaquille Wallace, and Dayana White, as well as Morgan Richardson. And one 16-year-old, Talisha Coles, are still missing. There was a press release yesterday wherein the new chief of police in Washington, D.C., spoke that some of these young ladies, there was a larger number, in fact, over 10, had been recovered and that they had made contact with some of the young ladies, but they were not interested in coming home or speaking with their parents. The Black Male Show has an issue with the whole situation, and I am joined by Black Mother to talk it out further. I mean... What's good? We know what's not. What's good, Black Mother? How are you?
I'm good. How you be, sis?
Listen, I almost went on Facebook Live, but I was like, let me not. I also went on the
way. You probably should anyway.
God blocked it.
I guess, you know, let's get right into it. Safe traveling mercies to the rest of our fam as they navigate Women's History Month and all the important things that they have to do. But for me... The first piece is this isn't anything new. When we lost Relisha Rudd and did not find Relisha Rudd, that gave an okay for this to increase. It's always been going on.
Yeah.
This has just
given an okay for it to increase. And what kills me is for young black women, social media is our Amber Alert. We don't get Becky with the blonde hair to cry on TV looking for us. I remember when the young girl, I believe her name was Caitlin or something, but she was a little girl. Basically, her mother got off for killing her. And every day, Nancy Grace would cry on that TV like that was her baby. Every day. I remember when JonBenet Ramsey was killed in her own house, and we still to this day seem to not know how that happened. Tears, girl, cry me a river, just hurt, but I need to know who's crying for us. And who's holding us accountable is the other thing I really want to know from folks. That's me. What take me into your world, because see, you're actually a mother. I don't have any children. So I'm not in a position where I can feel.
And what it does is it makes you rabidly protective over your babies. Like, I have three daughters and a son. So, you know, my first inclination is to put them in all these classes and share all this military training that I have. You know what I mean? So that they can at least be capable of defending themselves, because our babies are being snatched off the street and nobody really gives a damn. Not seriously. Not for real. They had this huge, what was it, Prince George's County had this huge sting or something with the sex trade or something or other, where they're still selling people. And our kids are a part of that. They're a part of that, and I don't know if their parents are blind to it or complacent with it, but the training needs to be a little bit more severe. Like, I'm talking about, like, I'm teaching my kids how to drive defensively, what roads to avoid at what times of the day, and back ways, and how to use this switchblade, and how to take that gun apart and put those bullets in it with your eyes closed. This is the training that has happened. So it does nothing but amplify my anxiety.
I think we also need to address how willing we are to demonize black youth, right? So
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, our babies are not allowed to be kids either, first of all. Let's discuss that. Like, at what point are our kids allowed to even be innocent? They're supposed to be adults from, like, 8. They're latchkey kids. They're responsible for cell phones and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, that's another conversation that needs to be had.
I mean, anytime you have T.I. and Taraji P. Henson tweeting, and I just want to read off this list because, you know, you don't have to live in Washington, D.C. to know what's going on. This is what T.I. tweeted from the news. We have Jacqueline Lassie, who's 15. She was last seen in Northeast on March 10th at 2017. We have Anaya McNeil, who's 13, who went missing in Northwest and was last seen in March 8th. We have Dashawn Wallace, who's 15. She went missing in Southeast on March 8th. We have Yeshaya Enoch, who's 13. She also went missing on March 8th in Southeast. We have Talisha Coles, who's 16 and has been missing since March 7th, 2017 in Northeast. Morgan Richardson, 15, missing since March 6th, 2017 out of Southeast. Deanna White, 15, missing since March 3rd out of 2017 out of Southwest. Gladys Kate, 18, missing March 2nd, 2017, Southeast. Sayana Parker, 14, missing since February the 24th, 2017 out of Northeast. Shaquan Scott, 15, missing February 16th, 2017 out of Southeast. Heaven Shamte, 15, missing February 2nd, 2017 out of Southeast. Unique Locust, missing from February 1st, 2017. She's 16 out of Southeast. I think that it is very important to note that Ward 6, 7, and 8 are among the worst as far as poverty. Are some of the biggest as far as families living in a home, have the most families. And all of these youth went missing from these respective wards, 6, 7, and 8. Wards 7 and 8 are east of the Anacostia River. And it's something to be said about, one, the housing crisis, because everybody's not a homeowner. So someone is seeing these girls go into apartments, go into community dwelling spaces. They're not living in a townhouse. These young girls are not in somebody's motherfucking basement where no one can hear them. Let's be clear. So that's the first part. If you're familiar with D.C. construction, if you're familiar with D.C. gentrification, there is not but so many places these young ladies could be.
Right.
You see, ain't that big.
Yeah, you got a point, honey.
So, you know, we're heard in 192 countries. For the people listening in Istanbul, we don't have 28-bedroom houses around. It's a matter of not knocking on the door. I've seen a lot of Lifetime movies where they knock on doors and pass out flyers. There's nobody knocking on my door. There's nobody passing out flyers. And I live in Southeast D.C.
Yeah, where did those people go? Like that whole grandma's watching at the corner and sitting on the porch. What the hell are you doing? Those
the
people are gone.
Hat.
Where
the
did those people
hat.
Go?
Also,
yes, orange hat.
Also, if your son comes in the house with a girl with khaki pants on and she don't work at a Target, you need
the hell
to be
are the questions.
Questions.
Where are the questions?
You need
exactly.
to be asking questions. Because, see, We they had a young man, I can't think of his name, but they recently picked him up for drug trafficking. I mean, not drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking. And I was looking at him, and I was like, he's somebody's son.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody's nephew. He don't have no house.
Sure.
He's not long history of just being a miscreant. Where is he taking this little girl if he's not on somebody's lease? Why aren't you asking the questions?
That's the question that I have. Like, where do all our nosy folks go? We used to have people to ask those questions. Where are you going? Where are you coming from? What's that in your hand? People stopped doing that. They really went into themselves and became completely self-serving and selfish in a lot of ways in our community. And that this is the backlash from that. Big Mama is at the club now. This is there, a byproduct
on,
of lazy parenting.
Come on, sis.
Nana's shaking ass with rhinestones on that butt. She's not on the porch checking for these kids that her grandkids are playing with. I'm going to need these bammers to come out the club and get this, come out the hair place for about 5 or 6 hours and watch these babies on these streets. Because these parents have become lazy. These aunties are lazy. Godparents don't exist. These kids don't even know how to care for each other as a unit. Like, they don't have collectives of friends that are walking to the store together. Everybody's on some sneaky shit. And that's how all this mess keeps happening.
Have we always been this way, or are we just getting this
way? No, it's not even just getting this way. We haven't always been that way because I'm, you know, showing behaviors that I picked up from my grandma. My mama is useless. She taught me nothing, but watching her mama is where I learned these things. I raised my children like my big mama would whip my ass over certain things. That's how my kids got it. My mama's still at the club. Shorty about to be 60 years old. She can't be bothered. She's never changed a pamper. She's never, we don't do Christmas cookies. She don't even do birthdays, honey. That's what happened. That's what happened. So now you got these mamas that's trying to go back to their roots and their mama's roots, trying to pick up the slack. We got a whole generation of kids that pretty much raised themselves.
So do we then change the laws? Because my issue is we got to dial it back to, like, what it looks like to travel as a student.
Mm-hmm.
First piece for people who live in Kalamazoo, teenagers in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
unless they're special education, they ride public transportation. So they are
mm-hmm.
getting on the metro system with Susie, who got to go to work. Like, whoever's riding public
yeah.
transportation that day is riding public transportation with our kids. So that's the first piece. If you are not taking your child to the schoolhouse door, how do you know your child made it to the schoolhouse door? Second is, who is responsible? If the bus stop is not in front of the school, because, again, the bus system was not made to service the schools, it was made to service the citizens, who is the staff responsible for then seeing these children into the building? Okay,
sure.
Let's say teachers are underpaid, you're doing too much, because we have teacher listeners. What's up with homeroom? And how is it that I can be repeatedly absent and there has been not a teacher? Because if I'm in high school or middle school, I don't take one class. I switch classes during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me homeroom ain't said shit. Biology ain't said shit. English has not said shit. Journalism has not said shit. Okay, I got an A day, B day sort of school. So I take 8 classes. I alternate days. I'm giving you all a look. I'm giving niggas all the rope to hang themselves because I'm really trying to understand. So, okay, you may only see Susie 2 times out the week. All right, but when you look at your roll call and you didn't see Susie the 2 times she was supposed to be here last week, did you talk to anyone in her other classes about if she was in the school at all? Oh,
yeah.
Too much like, right?
No,
we are.
Mm-mm. People are desensitized. Compassion and empathy and feeling and just general caring for your neighbor has been filtered out. People are desensitized. They don't give a damn, pretty much, is what it is. We got a lot of zombies walking around Earth just going from point A to point B on autopilot. They don't care what happens in between as long as they get there and get. So we have to find a way to, I don't know, care or show people how to care. Because how do you train people out of being zombies?
Well,
how
first
do
you
snatch
have to
them out of
they become zombies, right? Like, I don't think that we are teaching people how it happened. I think we're shaming people because it happened, as though it was their fault.
Yeah.
And it's this whole, you ain't woke. And let me tell you why you're
right.
not woke. And let me tell
them
you how to get
hotel.
Woke. And it's like, no, boo, that's not it. Because you wasn't woke neither.
No.
No, you still not really woke. Not woke, but we're not going to tell nobody because that's how you make your money. So I'm going to just let you sleepwalk over there. You know what I'm saying? And we got to, this don't say nothing. It's keep your business out the street. And I don't know if it's a mind your business mentality, right? Because your community should be your business. But
yeah, it used to be.
It used to be. I know it's this one lady who, if you drop some trash on the street while you was passing her house, it ain't even had to be her side of the block. Miss Chapman was going to yell out her door. You better pick it up.
Know that I'm that lady on my block. Listen, we need to bring that back. All these people need to come back. We need to encourage them and love them and nurture them and feed them and bring them back.
That's it. And Miss Chapman might get on your nerves. Rest her heart. She has now passed away. But you picked up that daggone. What you did do.
Okay.
Was, you know, bottle is what you did. That was what you did. And that was it. And
exactly.
That was all. And if you acted like you had a problem, Miss Chapman was going to call her son who lived around the corner. Because he couldn't live with her.
Mm-hmm.
She was raised a grown man. You understand? Mm-hmm. And he was just going to sit on the porch. She still was going to be the one to come and tell you to pick it up, but get disrespectful, her son was going to be sitting on the porch. And so, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm floored because, and you shared, you know, how your mother was and shit. My biological mother will never be, she does not want to enroll in Be Something Academy. That is not her goal. That
okay.
was never her goal. And shout out to everyone else who invested in me because my mother couldn't for whatever reason.
Right.
But I look at my little sisters and I look at how, I don't know if it was a miracle. I don't know if it was, you know, Lifetime movies or what, but something in them made them want to make a different decision. My sister didn't have her first child till she was 23 years old and doesn't have any more children. You know, my other sister is in college. And they're really focused on being the women that they want to see in the community. And I think that you made a very valid point that we do not have a community of successful women that is not shaming these girls. If you're not getting paid for it, if it's not going on your resume, you know, if you can't tell everybody, oh, I'm in the Big Sisters, you know, organization, then we don't really have successful professors saying, let me bring home some extra college applications for the girl who lives down the block.
Girl, no. They are self-absorbed and not doing that.
Because as I think about it, I don't see too many of these day parties giving money to these organizations.
No. You're not going to. They're giving you money for more parties.
Right. And that's my thing. In D.C., we had a baby shower for Beyonce. It was a very well-attended event. Everybody came. Like, Beyonce was going to be there, and they could give her gifts and congratulations. No shade.
Yeah, but where was money? The baby shower gift down the street?
No, none of that money went to teenage parents in D.C., homeless youth in D.C., none of that. And so for me, when I get to looking, because we've got to be real, it takes resources to solve these problems that are occurring. And resources is not always money, but resources is, we just had Dana Hall on this show last week. Dana Hall just said, I am looking for my next cohort of high school girls to participate in the AYA program.
Mm-hmm.
Just said it. Have you shared that show with the people you know so that they can share that information with the black girls that they know?
Right.
When you throw your brunch, do you say, well, shit, we go to brunch every day of the weekend, every weekend of the year, let's take one a month and raise attention and some money to an issue. I don't have to tell you what the issue is. Pick one. Shit, Trump is the president.
Okay,
making it rain issues.
Exactly.
But it is not a talk
issue before the ass got there.
Do you check on
the
little girl and the family?
Girl.
Do you know your little cousins? Do you know your nieces? Do you know your sisters?
Right.
Do you know Do you know the little girl that lives upstairs from you? The little girl who lives down the hall? And
no,
if you
they probably talk shit about her though.
Listen, I'ma tell you,
they
we all can do our thing. We all can do our thing. I'm going to play this Erykah Badu song because, again, I went and picked up all the songs that have been warning y'all asses for years that black women are under attack. And we are going to finish up this conversation on the attack on our young black girls. Where are our black girls? What is going on in our community after this presentation by Goddess Erykah Badu? really it. And that's cool, you know, the parents bounce on. But also, when are we not? The question I have for you is, when is the black young girl or the black woman safe?
Never. They will be. They can be. We can be. If we cover down and fold around each other, there's so much division in this populace. It's ridiculous. We're going to have to cover down around each other and love on each other because nobody else is going to do it, clearly.
Have you ever felt as though you might get abducted before? Or looked back on it and found that you were prey of nasty older individuals?
Oh, yeah, honey. I've been preyed on. Absolutely been preyed on. I still have the anxiety t-shirt to go with it. There's still places I won't go, and certain times of day I don't go because of that anxiety. So I can't imagine being a young one and not really knowing what that feeling is or why that feeling is and not having anybody there to help them process or develop tools to counter that. We just leave them out here and let love and hip-hop do it, honey.
That is so deep. So let's think, right, to the young woman, maybe she's college age, and she made it, but it's really resonating with her now, the support she didn't have. I didn't realize until I got to college, and it was girls whose parents was calling them every 5 minutes. And I realized it now that me making it to college for my family was them being free from the embarrassing radical gay girl. And so what does it look like for the young girl who maybe she didn't get abducted, right? But she's still holding those crushing blows to her self-esteem that are impacting her even now.
I think it's important to teach your children, whether they're male or female, the importance of the village. They're going to have to learn how to, you know, cultivate and pull together the human gifts that are thrown in their path. But then you also have to teach them discernment and how to know who's for them and who's not for them. I mean, because you could call them every 3 seconds. It's still, you still run into giving them false senses of security. You have to, at some point, teach your babies how to stand up on their own feet and find comfort knowing that they can raise a flag and somebody's going to come running.
Yeah.
It's all training. You have to be hands-on with your babies. Like, you have to talk to them the way that they communicate. You can't go to your college-age child and throw $47 words at this baby and she's communicating on a love and hip-hop level. You have to talk to your baby in a language that they understand and expose them to as much as you can, as much age-appropriate shit as you can, because I still believe that our kids are supposed to have innocence. They're not given it. But you have to do it. You have to do that for your village kids. You have to do that for your kid next door, shorty at the 7-Eleven. You have to be more engaged with these babies because they're magic. All of them are magic in a whole lot of ways. They're just not cultivated. So I roll up on kids assuming that their parents are trash, and I try to give them food every single time I see a kid. Every time. I don't care if his nose is nasty or her clothes is a little bit too tight or I see nipple. I'm going to give that child food, period. So everybody, I think that if we do that as a community of people, then we'll be fine. But the question is, how do you get people off this damn Facebook and off their damn phones long enough to have a conversation with Keisha up the street? They're not even having conversations with their mamas, their siblings, their aunties. They don't know themselves either.
Sometimes, y'all, she just keeps it so real, I don't be ready, and I have to catch my breath and, like, hold on to my chest, because, I mean, I know that this isn't what you were expecting. I know, let's talk to the police. Let's give safety tips for black women. You know, because our listeners are expecting basic shit, and we can't.
That's not it, though.
We cannot give you tips for surviving a system that is set up to destroy you. It is hilarious because it is a known fact amongst maturing young women that you carry your headphones. It is known in the DMV area that you do not engage a guy. You walk as fast as you possibly can away from them, even if they are offering you a compliment.
My 13-year-old daughters, for their birthday, you know what they got? Tasers and pepper spray. You hear me? Children. 13-year-old black children. So I'm already putting them in a frame of mind of, you know, I'm giving them bated breath for their birthday. Listen, you don't understand this now, but I'm going to teach you how to use this. I'm going to teach you how to charge it. And I'm going to teach you where you need to hold it and keep it and where you need it. That's the lessons I have to give them. I call the police for who? For what? What happened? No, we're going to teach you diversionary tactics, defensive driving, discernment, the raise the flag, the your village members are on speed dial in your phone. You know what I'm saying? Like real stuff. Yeah, all that other cute shit, that's great for Lifetime movies and all that other mess, but it don't work for our baby.
And also, the police are trying to kill us too, ask Sandra Bland.
Can we get into the fact that there's a police officer involved in the human trafficking thing that just happened in Prince George's County?
Oh, okay.
So,
no. That was next
They're
up.
They're fucking our children. Are you serious? Call them? Why? They lusting after our children. Excuse me? No. You need to cover down around your children. Your children, your neighbor's children, your cousin's children, the kids that aren't here yet, you need to cover down around them as an individual. If you're not covering down for somebody other than the people that live in your house, then you need to rethink your contribution to your community.
And the youth in the community are your problem, or else they will
every
be
every fucking
problem.
One of them.
Don't get
every
it. Don't get it
one
twisted.
Of them.
They are your problem, or else they will be your problem. This idea that we don't have to respect females, that this mainstream idea that you really can call me a female and I should answer because at least you did not call me a bitch. This market where I really cannot buy clothes if I am made a certain size that are in any way appropriate for a business meeting. Why is the only thing you sell in the juniors department a crop top? What if I happen to have a job? I can't wear that crop top if I work in somebody's office. So
you know what you do? What you do is you call Keisha up the block because Keisha been making shirts since she was fucking five.
Thank you.
You get her to make your damn clothes and stop buying the shit out of the stores. I mean, it's not hard. It's not. It just requires alternative thinking. A lot of people are brainwashed and don't know they're brainwashed. So they don't have access to different ways of thinking. They think the way they're taught to think. That's a problem, too.
Ask questions, demand answers.
Child, you got to find a voice to know what to ask the question.
Reassess the answers that were given to you. I can only really, really find myself angry. I don't have a space of understanding. I don't have a space of it's not that bad. That's not how I feel about this. And I don't think that I will feel that way because I know that this is intentional. And I think that we are becoming desensitized to bullshit, right? It's like, how do you raise the flag on a priority if there are so many emerging priorities? You know what I'm saying? What happens to the black girl who gets stolen and she's undocumented? So her parents can't get help because they'll all be sent out of the country.
God. Yeah, that is enough to piss you off. But so I'm like, where are the organizations and the groups and, I don't know, the hangout houses in the neighborhood where you teach people all this shit? People aren't getting these lessons.
Just as a member of the LGBT community, it's not just these dudes. It is not just cisgender. It's mostly cisgender straight dudes. But there is an emergence of older women who like to prey on younger girls.
Mm.
Oh, you wasn't right. Listen, I'm coming down everybody's aisle on today.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't even own a pair of khakis because I wanted to be clear that I am not a child.
Okay.
That I am not in anybody's school. Second of all, backpack. There's a certain line of questions where if you're keeping down the aisle, you're going to identify that you are engaging with a child, because we got these people who want to give this narrative that they don't know and that people are lying about their age and all this other shit that is not true.
Nope, sorry. I'm not buying it.
We have to be
willing
to accept and admit that we have predatory fucking children, selling children, monetizing the black woman. Because see, here's the other thing too, right? These black dudes that are pimping these black girls, sometimes it's not black dudes fucking them.
Yeah, a lot of times it's...
So they don't fuck with Ray Ray, but Ray Ray is cool if Ray can bring them a little...
Mm-hmm.
Ray Ray is not welcome into St. Charles, Maryland, unless Ray Ray is bringing Tanisha. Don't get it twisted. That's what's happening. Your child is in La Plata. Your child is in Bowie. Your child is in Annapolis. Your child is in Catonsville. Your child is in Arbutus. Your child is in the MGM right now. What do you think happens? What do you think goes on? We open the MGM and then bam, all the girls is gone? Think about it, y'all.
Yeah, they wrapped up in everything the fuck else. It's not until something tragic happens, everybody's like, oh my God, thumb war, I'm going to get the most likes on my post because I am affected the most. Meanwhile, you in slippers and you in the house. Ain't nobody outside looking for these babies, but they putting up these posts on Facebook though, honey.
You telling me that the girl then told you she don't want to go home. So where is the social worker in the home? Where is the police officer surveilling the home? If you're telling me that you spoke to Tanisha Coles, this is what is being said. This is what the chief of police said. This is what is on the internet. This is what Councilmember Trayon White is saying. How the hell does a teenager tell you where the hell they going?
Mm-mm.
So you got to understand that these organizations, these Boys and Girls Clubs, these YMCAs, these YWCAs, these Global Kids, all these fucking after-school programs, and your child still can't halfway spell school. So ask the question. Understand that your child is a price tag, that your child is a hustle. And do the work. Stop supporting organizations that are not taking care of your children. Stop thinking about, oh, this after-school program will do it. This after-school program will do it. Have you ever stopped by the after-school program to see what is going on?
Probably not. Probably not. I watch my child at track practice.
Do they ever need supplies?
17 years old. No.
If you
More
don't
often
never
than
get
not,
asked
these kids are
for
by themselves.
Supplies, then they not working with you. I'm telling you now, anybody who works with any youth or young adults, you can bring them food. You can bring them bottled waters and bags of potato chips to see if you don't get the biggest hug and the greatest appreciation. It is very, very difficult working with youth and young adults. It is not a calling for everyone, but it is very necessary because these youth and young adults grow up with every passing minute, and they make up the members of society you gotta live with.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
beyond that,
like,
that's
oh, what the hell? Where do I start? You start with these young people. You start by bringing candy to the candy lady. You start by looking up the programs you don't know nothing about and seeing how you can make sure everybody knows about them. There's no reason.
That ain't got nothing to do with a sale.
I was at a role models dance yesterday. And the purpose of the role models dance is because the community has reached the point where they cannot call it a father-daughter dance. And it's held in March because it is very triggering and difficult for these youth to enter into the Father's Day season and the Mother's Day season when their parental structures are not always intact. The event was beautiful, and I have to shout out everybody from Berry Farms Recreational Center, especially Miss Swanee, who runs the We Play program. Got to shout out the Future Foundation and the Single Parent Support Circle. But this event has happened for 3 years. And it was, I had to leave early because I got sick, but it was very emotional to see that not only did the rec center provide the event, not only did it was it a partnership with a number of community organizations, but things are so bad in the community, they had to buy dresses for these little girls.
Wow.
They had to buy all the food because it couldn't be a potluck situation where the role models involved could bring food. They had to change the name to role models because our family structures are so destroyed that we don't have mommies, daddies, aunties, uncles anymore. Sometimes it's really the security guard that sees me come to the rec by myself all the time, so he's going to sit at my table.
Wow.
And so it was a very joyous occasion, and, you know, I was pleased, and I was smiling and such. But when I got home, it really hit me.
That is really sad.
What it would look like to be able to have a community where the role models dance was full of people, full of food. Not only did the youth get dresses to wear for the dance, but they walked away with new clothes to actually wear. What if we walked around with play clothes for every youth we see that we know is wearing their uniform shirt on a Saturday and a Sunday?
Wow.
What if we did that? And I was so full because we had great attendance. A lot of people came out. The community came out. It was awesome. But we need more. And as you are able to see the change in these young girls' faces as they talk about the different roles that these folks have played in their lives and how they've been changed because of the people that were there, it leaves you to wonder, what kind of support do these people need for showing up for these young folks? Who's there to help them when they don't know how to do the homework they're helping the kids do?
That's ridiculous.
It's deep, though, you know? And it's very much rooted in that house slave mentality of we take the pretty girls, we keep them as house slaves. They don't engage with the outside world without our permission. We don't, you know, they're dressed or not according to how we see fit. These are real circumstances that young women had to navigate during slavery, and they're still navigating them. 3 years ago on Galveston Road in Southwest Washington, D.C., a young girl escaped out of one of those sex rings in her bra and underwear because she heard a familiar voice calling her name in the street. But she was kept in her bra and underwear because they knew what would happen if she ran out naked.
A damn shame.
We don't have a police officer or an elected official on the show to tell you what you should do. And we want to send traveling mercy to Joy KMT, who was our guest, but she was unable to make it. She's a mother of five. We want to send love to all the mothers who are affected by this, because this is real. But I want to challenge community members to consider what they can do starting today to start building safer spaces for our young people. I want to give you this song as a suggestion of what you can do. I love Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino is the bomb. Y'all know this. He wrote a song called Redbone. What folks do not know is that Redbone is not a flirty love song. Redbone is actually a song about the people who prey on little girls. So now that you have that information, take a moment and have another listen to Childish Gambino and Redbone. Stay woke. Niggas creepin'. So starting today, like, if you're going to write a song, if you're going to write a poem, if you're going to throw an event, if you're going to shout out other groups that work with youth, like, what are some of the things folks can do to sort of bridge this gap, this gap that our kids are falling into, our community is falling into? Because let's be clear, this is happening so that we can destroy ourselves. The black race is one of the most, unstoppable forces to ever grace the universe. And so it's going to take a multitude of forces to destroy us. Now, let's be clear that the desire is to destroy us, but it cannot be done with white people alone. So, for me, and this is a black activist speaking, I am committed to working with Dana Hall of AYA Incorporated and ensuring that she has the young women she needs for her next cohort. How about you, sis? What you got for the folks?
Cover down around somebody's child is not yours. Somebody's niece, somebody's auntie, somebody's godbaby, somebody near you needs you to cover down. Just be mindful of the babies around you and try to keep an eye out for them. Try to be a support for them. Be an ear for them. Don't just judge them, because they out here doing the best that they can with what they have, and they don't have much. That's what I got.
That's really real. Well, it's that time, y'all. It's 1 o'clock. We want to thank you for listening to the Black Male Show. Much love to the rest of the Black Male team that's just out and about doing great things this weekend. As you might have noticed, we weren't here last week because we did participate and support the Day Without Women. We had a whole week without women. The network was silent the entire week. Much love to Stand Omni Media. Support your independent media sources, because they will be able to tell you the names of all of the young women who go disappearing in D.C., the dates, the quadrant of the city. Where do you stand? Figure it out. Come fuck with it. It's another episode, and we are off.